You don't have to get the ugly advice.
Yes, that word ugly is used for the same thing as being angry.
Did you say ashy?
No.
Head up?
No.
Angry, of course. There's been an accident. Child's been injured. Mother's about to go to pieces. And the doctor says, well, first thing you have to remember is you keep...
Cool. Calm?
Yeah. I gotta think of a new way of asking. At the end of the day, if you work hard, you're very
tired.
And in fact, you're just all
all worn out.
You ever say fagged out?
Oh, yes.
You're just all.
All in.
Yesterday, I heard that the lady next door came ill. You might say she, yesterday she sick. She, what verb would you use? She blank sick.
Well, you could say she was taken sick.
Yes.
She became sick.
Say she took sick?
Cook sick is used. I wouldn't use it, but I know it is used.
Got sick?
I might say that.
But what's taken sound like it'd be first? What's taken sounds more natural?
I think so.
You might say the same thing happened yesterday, only she sneezed and coughed with a cold. And yesterday she blank cold.
She caught cold.
Yesterday she took cold?
No.
She caught cold?
No, she caught cold.
Caught a cold?
You can put the A in or leave it out, either way.
If your voice gives out, you start to get kind of...
hoarse.
And, that's a...
cough?
Now, you put the medicine by the child's bed, and come back later and it's still there, and you say, well, haven't you...
taken your medicine?
And the child says, well, I didn't hear you tell me to take it. You tell him, what's the matter, are you?
Are you deaf?
So, so finally the child, the medicine.
Takes the medicine or
yes,
took the medicine?
If I go out in the field and work, I have to get my shirt all wet. You might say, yesterday I went out and worked and I...
sweat?
Sweat hard.
Yes.
On the back of your neck, sometimes you get a thing infected or
a boil.
You ever call that cat ear? Cat ear.
Uh-huh.
And what's the stuff inside the boil that has to come out?
Matter. Pus.
And a man gets shot. He goes to the doctor, and the doctor dresses his
wound.
White nurse in training, they cut her and said, wow, for that.
Oh, boy.
Everybody laughed. Nobody said that. Sometimes the flesh doesn't heal right. You develop,
My mother used to talk about proud flesh. I don't know any other name for it.
The man up the street died. Immediately you wonder what he...
died of?
Not what he died with. Place they buried him was the
cemetery.
An older word for that, might be
graveyard.
You ever say burying ground?
No.
Can't remember that.
That's I know it's used, but I read it.
That's why
we don't use it here.
They bury him in a. I mean, before they bury him, they put him in a wooden
coffin or a casket. Casket is more refined.